Learning Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, we are beginning the last word on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We learned that in order to answer the kasha on Rav Yosef, who holds the Shem Mesacha, and it's mashma din Toyin Tainas Ganav, so we mechadish that Toyin Tainas List of Mezuyin, which really means List of Mezuyin itself, is considered a gazlin. It's considered a ganav, not a gazlin. Considered a ganav, not a gazlin. Because if it's considered a gazlin, you wouldn't be chayav Toyin Tainas Ganav Kefal. So it's mevuyah over here, it's called a ganav. Why is it called a ganav? Even though he has his arms and he has his gun, but he still does it in a hidden way, therefore he considered a ganav. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Is a taka, a list of mezuyin, a ganav or a gazlin? And we're going to discuss that in it. Zok to Gemara, Eisvei, ask your kasha. Loyim Amrit, this is the middle of a braisa somewhere that Rashi doesn't know where it is, but it's making a pircha on a kavachaymer, and it's saying like this. That Shem Echinim has a certain milo of Shem Esacha. Usually Shem Esacha is more common than Shem Echinim because Shem Esacha is Chayiv Figneva Vaveda and Shem Echinim is Potem. We're going to show you in a certain way Shem Echinim is more common. Like this is, that's what the Bryce is saying. A pircha that Shem Echinim is more common. Loim Amrit b'Shem Echinim shekei meshalam tashlumi kefal. Shem Echinim has a chumra that it pays kefal. Toimim b'Shem Esacha shekei meshalam tashlumi kefal. Shem Echinim has a milo that's possible for Shem Echinim to pay kefal. How? If the owner says, where's my thing? And he says, it was stolen. So he's potter, because the Gnei Veda is potter. Gnei Veda is potter. And then it's found that he stole it himself. He's chayav kefal. My shenken, by Shem Esacha, if you come over to him and say, where's my thing? And he says, it's stolen. He has to pay. So it's not possible to have kefal. So the Braisa says, the Shem Echinim has a pircha that it pays kefal, not Shem Esacha. V'sakadayt list the mezuyim ganavu. If you're going to say, like we just answered Rav Yosef, that list the mezuyim, which is a oinis, is considered a ganiv. It's possible to have kefal by Shem Esacha also. How? You come over to him and say, where's my thing? And he says it was stolen by armed robbers, and that patters him, and then it turns out he stole it himself. So in such a case, he will be chayiv kefal, because here he has a case of toyin tainas ganiv. Elamai must be, list of mezuyim is not considered, it's considered oinis, and it's considered a gazlin, and there, if you tie that oinis, you lie about it, and you found that you took it, you have to give back the thing, or pay Karen, pay the principal, not kefal. So it's a kasha. Oh, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answered the brayse before that said that a Shem Aveda pays. That Shem Aveda pays kefal. We said it must be talking about a case of Tain Tainos Mezuyim. But now we're saying no. There's no such thing as Tain Tainos Mezuyim by Shem Esacha. On Malay, he says no. Hachikama. This is how you read the brayse. Loyim Amrit v'Shem Echinam shekim et sham shum kefal v'chol Tainosav. The pircha is like this. By Shem Echinam, in all its tainus of ganav, any type of tain of ganav, he pays kefal. Toimim b'shem esachah she'inim b'sham shumu kefal ella b'toyin tainus mezuyin. It's only limited to toyin tainus mezuyin. It's the only time it pays. The only time we'll pay kefal, and therefore that's the chumra of Shem Echinam. Every tainus ganav by Shem Echinam pays kefal. Masha inkein by Shem Esachah is only by list mezuyin, and that's why it's still a pircha. Eisvet, try not a kasha. Eisvet, learn to the brayos like this. We know that a shoyel is chayiv for oinsim, even if it drops dead or anything like that. The loch is that a shoyel is chayiv for that. Now, how do you know a shoyel is chayiv for gneva v'aveid? The apostle just says, v'chi yishal ish mimra'eyu, if you borrow something, v'nishbar oimes, it breaks or dies, bala v'nimo yishal mishal, you have to pay. We still want to oinis there. How do you know he's chayiv for gneva v'aveid? So you said it's partial. Yeah, so mace eisven. Nishbar mace. Ain't lel shvura mace. So geneva v'aveda v'nayin. How do you know that a shoyel is chayiv in geneva v'aveda? Amrit kavachayma. I tell you it's a kavachayma. Umay shem esacha. She potter by shvura mace. Umay lel shem esacha. That's potter by shvura mace. Which means shem esacha is potter in oinus. He's still chayiv in geneva v'aveda. He's still chayiv in geneva v'aveda. Shoyel shchayiv b'shvura mace. Didn't chayiv in geneva v'aveda? Shoyel that's chayiv in oinus. Of course it's chayiv in geneva v'aveda. Which is level 2, of course it's chayav in that. V'zeo kavachayim ha'shein lov tshuva. And the Braisa ends off with, very confident, this kavachayim is not a tshuva. V'isak that list of mezuyim ganavu, if you hold list of mezuyim as a ganav, that means it's possible even for Hashem Yisachar to pay kefal. How is that? Are they tining list of mezuyim, which is oinis, and it's sira ganav, so my ain't a lov tshuva. Ikal mifrach, could make a pircha. Mal Hashem Yisachar, shkem Hashem, the shlumi kefal. And Tony Tanas Mazuyim, there's a pircha. Shem Yisachar is possible for him to pay kefal for damages. In a case where he stole it himself and he tainted list of Mazuyim, he said that it was list of Mazuyim, that's a path himself. Now I found that he stole it. He's chayav kefal. So it's better than Shoyim because Shayach kefal by Shem Yisachar. So you have a pircha. Huh?
And look,
how's it possible? If he says, listen, Mizuyim, he's not potter, he has to pay by a shoyl. If a shoyl says, it was stolen by armed robbers, he has to pay anyway. So it's not possible to potter himself. So by a shoyl, it's impossible to have 20,000 Mizuyim because it's not a patur by him. He's chayiv and oinsim.
What do you see that
shoyl's chayiv and oinsim? He's chayiv and oinsim, all oinsim. Nish bar meis, all oinsim. If it drops dead with a heart attack, he's chayiv and Mizuyim also. So therefore, it's never shaykh to have kefal. Or malay. So the kasha is, if you hold this such thing as tiny tana's gotta buy by shemasachar, so lechayr you have a pircha. On Malay, kusavai tana karna b'loy shvua adifim mekayel shvua. This tana holds, it's not a pircha at all. What kind of pircha is that? The shoyel, every time he tanya's anything, he pays. You're potter shemasachar b'tanya's oinus, but in a case where he stole himself, he's chayav kefal. That's not a pircha. It's still more, what's more common, to pay every time in the first place, or in a case where you lied and your family is careful? He holds cannibal shvua adifa. Now, the way Rashi explains it is that Rashi says that since you see that it's just in a certain case, he says the thing that's mechayiv the kefil or the knas is the shvua that he made because he swore that tiny tiny is mazuim. That's how Rashi's mashma. That's the really tiny gemara. But the way I said it over is like Tosfos says it. Tosfos is saying if I care, the kula is garmalish chayav a kefil. The kula of being part is one of the causes of the kefil. That's not called a chumra. It's a kula. That's what Tosfos says. As I told you, Rashi is a little different. If you see Rashi in masal karnal shvua difa, so Rashi says, I read Rashi inside. Shoyl odiv shemischayev b'shvura meisab loishum shvua sheker. Even though there's kefil there, in the chaymer, the kefil ain't a mishaymerim. Actually, shovel sheker until you make a shvua. Shenigdav meinav achav oedim. Perek meruba. He'll knossim from shvua. The kanzer rachmano. So Rashi asks more because he's saying like it's not even a chumra in shem esachah. It's din the shvua. But in any case, it's not a kasha because we're saying he could have said that pircha, but it's not a pircha. Still, shayol is more chum. So let's bring a raya. The list of mezuyim is a ganiv and not a gazlan. Let's bring a raya. Now, just that we know shemichinam is chayiv in pshia potig neva aveda. Shemisocha is chayiv in neva aveda potig einsim. Shoyel is chayiv in einsim. What is a soicher? Someone renters. Who is he like? A shemichinam or shemisocha? So someone knows. Is a shemichinam or shemisocha soicher? So it's machloek is all of a shas. Yeah, hundreds of times in Shas, probably. It's b'chalik is v'shem echinam or shem esachar. B'chalik is v'hu dar amei. So we have a price like this. A seich a para mechaveiro v'nignava. Someone rents a para from his friend v'nignava and it gets stolen. So if he's a shem esachar, then it'd be chayiv. If he's a shem echinam, then it'd be pot. Just remember that. So a seich a para mechaveiro v'nignava got stolen. V'omar halo. V'omar halo. Reina mishal v'nishba. I'm gonna pay. I don't want to swear. It's mashma. He could have swore and pater himself. So he says, you know what, I'm going to pay for it. And I'm not swearing. And then the ganav was found. The one who gets the kefil is a seicher. Because when he pays for it, it's like he bought it. And someone taka stole it. And when they find the ganav, you pay kefil to the seicher. He owns it now. That's the halacha. So Vrua, we thought, we assume that this brisa or mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda that holds that you are, that it's like a Shem Esachar, and then you're a Chayef Igneva Aveda. So, the Omer Sekhav Esachar Domi. When the Tali Omer Arin Mashal in Nishba, it says he could have swore and pat yourself, Mechlal Di Bayi Pat on Afshay Veshvua. He could have pat himself a Shvua. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about Shem Esachar. So, how could he pat himself with a Shvua? A Seicher is Chayef in Geneva. So, Hechi Domi, could go in the Toy and Tainat as a Mizuim. It must be that he tiny list the Mizuim. So it must be, he said it was stolen by the Mizuim, and he said, I could swear, but impart myself, why am I not paying for it? And what happens afterwards? They found the Ganif. The Ganif is careful to Seicher. So what did he see? List the Mizuim pays careful. Because here, he was found, and he pays careful. So V'achach nims the Ganif v'sham, V'keton V'achach nims the Ganif v'sham, V'sham v'keifel, V'seicher, Sh'mar min olis the Mizuim Ganifu. It's a raya to the Yisoy that was said to answer Rav Yosef, the list the Mizuim Ganifu. You hear that? Here's the raya. List the Mizuim Ganavu, because here the case was, it says he could have pat himself. He's like a Shem Esachar, so it must have been he's tiny Oinus. So he tiny list the Mizuim. In fact, it was true that it was stolen, because he paid for it, and if the Ganav was found, they paid him Kefal. Why paying Kefal? So list the Mizuim. Teretz is, he list the Mizuim, not a Gazlin, it's a Ganav. Remember, a Gazlin doesn't pay Kefal. Only a Ganav pays Kefal. So here, it must be he's a ganev. So it's a raya, he's a ganev. If he's a ganev, then you have din, tiny town is ganev. So it's a raya, this is the that we said. So my answers. What? Who stepped over the mezuzim? Who stepped over the mezuzim? But maybe the regular ganev. Maybe the regular ganev. So you have to prove first that it's a shem esachah. So the only way he'll be potter is his oynus. So it's a raya, list the mezuzim. So my answers. Amri, mi sarvis krav Yehuda. Why your whole thing is based on that whole like Yehuda? Hodama seich kenai sacha dami. Dama krav meyer svile. Dama seich hashem achim dami. Maybe echanami. We're talking about going to our mayor. A seicher is potter in regular ganev. It was a regular ganev. And he said, I could have been potter. So I'm paying for it. Who says he also got mayor? Who says also got Yehuda? That's one teretz. If by same ma, if you're so intent on zetzing ala krav Yehuda. Rabbi Avua learns that machloik is by soicher the opposite. That soicher keitz amashalim, rameyor oim mekashem esachar, and huda mekashem mechinam. So the second tarot is the same tarot, that's talking about shem mechinam, but if you intend on zetzing like Rav Yehuda, so then we'll say that Rav Yehuda is one whole shem mechinam, which is one of the girsas in the machloikis. Tosis is busy why we want to have dafka Rav Yehuda, ayin Tosis. The last tarot, so that's first tarot really is one tarot. Is that we're talking about Shem Echino, it's not a right to listen to Mizuin. The next tarot is a Shemaka tarot, Pasha tarot. So, Zerah Eimah, Hachamai Eskinon, but Toyin Tainis list the Mizuin. Avad is talking about Shem Esachar, and he Tainit is listen to Mizuin. Okay, that's a Tainit. And therefore, he could have part himself. But the Nimtza listed Shem Mizuin. The case was, it was found that the guy was not a listen to Mizuin, it was a regular guy, and that's he pays careful. You paid for it, so you got it. Even you said, I could have swore listen to Mizuin. Well, I said, it wasn't true. He was really a Ganet. He's really a regular guy, not a list of mezuzim. And that's why he pays kefil. So it's not a riot to the shayla at all. So bottom line is, we didn't bring a riot to it, but lemaisa, at the end of the day, we did use this to answer Rav Yosef. Bottom line, we had a machlekes, Rabba Rav Yosef, if Shemer Aved is like a Shemer Sachar, or a Shemer Chinam, and we said a kasha that it's Masha Shemer Aved pays 20 times Ganev, so it's a riot, he's a Shemer Chinam. Terry says, no, it could be a Shemer Sachar, even a list of mezuzim. That's what Rav Yosef will have to hold. The list of mezuzim is a Ganev, and he pays careful. And it's a whole shaila how we pass skin like a Yosef or not. You look at Tosfos daf nun vav amud beis. It's a long Tosfos. He starts in the middle of Tosfos. He starts by saying pasuk Rabbi Nachanal v'alachas gerlos that lachak Rav Yosef. He brings right. It's all discussion who we pass skin like pass Rav Yosef Shemesacha or like Rabbo says Shemer Chinam.